Blog Talk Radio.
It's a brand new morning. What's my reason? Again for living. With the brand new mercy I'm giving.
The views and comments expressed do not reflect the opinions of eWater Radio. All comments and views are show guest views and comments and in no way reflect views or comments of eWater Radio, KEWR, DB, or its affiliates.
Hello, everyone, and happy Sunday. I hope everyone is doing well. And I would like to introduce myself and welcome everyone to Women in Motion Internet Radio Live Talk Show. I'm your host, Peggy Avila. We will feature a special guest on the last Sunday of every month. If you know of a woman we need to talk to or a man about her or his business, please email their information to us. Our mission is to recognize and celebrate the accomplishments of women and men in our local communities and around the world. Once again, we are Women in Motion, but we are not excluding men. Women in Motion is featured on the eWater Radio. That is KEWR-DB. Listeners, call in. The number is 323-642-1757. Once again, call in now. Share it with your friends. 323-642-1757. You can listen also on www.blogtalkradio.com/eWater Radio. Email us at womeninmotion07@gmail.com. We're about to go live with my special guest in a few seconds, but first I'd just like to give a little intro. Tell you a little bit about my guest. Randy Vision is an American recording artist from Victorville, California, making major waves within the music scene in Los Angeles, California. Randy Vision's music is described as R&B. Trap rap with a West Coast swag. He is a well-seasoned writer with credits from Lifetime, NFL, NBC, ESPN, NBC, NLB, PlayStation, and more. This is an artist you definitely need to keep your eye on. Randy, how are you doing?
Hi, Peggy. I'm doing good. How about you? Can you hear me?
I can hear you, and a little bit, but not quite that well, but a little bit.
Okay.
How's your Sunday going?
Oh, my Sunday's going pretty good. Feels good to relax here and wind down.
Really,
you know,
that's
from the
good.
Busy week ahead. Yeah.
Okay. Life is still moving on, regardless of the pandemic and all the changes in 2020 that we're all going through and experiencing.
Yes, for me, life has been pretty balanced this year. Yes, for me, life has been pretty balanced this year. I haven't had any problems except, you know, that this pandemic has hit and it's been tragic for the health of people. But for the most part, everything else, I've really enjoyed this year. This year's been a blessing for me.
That's really well. Well, we have a lot to talk about. I have a lot of questions to ask you. You grew up in Victorville, California. Can you please tell me a little bit about yourself so my listeners can know who you are? And once again, everyone, you're listening to Women in Motion on eWater Radio, 323-642-1757. You can also listen on www.blogtalkradio.com/eWater Radio. Special guest, recording artist, writer, performer, Randy Vision. And Randy, there you go. It's yours. Tell us about yourself briefly, growing up.
Yeah, like you said, I grew up in Victorville, California. It's about 90 miles northeast of Los Angeles. If you're driving to Vegas, you won't be able to miss it. Grew up out there. Grew up singing in a church. Was an athlete. Made my way from from Victorville up to Northern California. Through a scholarship, I got into college through track and field. And from there, when I got to college, is when I kind of took my musical heights to another level. I started writing songs, performing for my college, for my friends as well, too. And then just from there, it kind of just blossomed until I was able to get back down to Los Angeles, California, and just make a name for myself in the music industry. And it's starting to pay off. So there's been nothing but hard work, dedication, and just faith, to be truthfully honest.
Okay, that's very good. You're doing a lot of things. And, Randy, I'd just like to say to you, if we have any technical difficulties, you just keep on going and talk and tell about what you're doing, where you're going to be going, how are you making it happen, and everything that you're doing. So you stated that you went to college. Well, what did you go to college for, and where did you go to college?
I went to Cal State Stanislaus up in Northern California. I was just going to college just to get out of Victorville. I mean, that was my ticket to get out of there. And once I did, I got into the criminal justice program. That was my main thing. I wanted to, I grew up as a kid saying, hey, you know, one day I wanted to be James Bond, or I wanted to do music. So it was either or, but I kind of had the opportunity to get into the criminal justice program there. Once I did, I graduated in 4 years. I walked on the basketball team, and I ran track as well, too. Got a couple championships in that. So college was pretty good for me. It was a lot of growing. I learned a lot. I was able to harness my skills to go into the world and really capture what I wanted to do.
Well, that's really good. And, Randy, you also have the music, R&B, trap rap with the West Coast swag. You're well-seasoned. I like that. Tell us about some of your credits with Lifetime and NFL and NBA.
So about 5 years ago, I was in the master program. Well, actually, I didn't say that, but once I graduated from Stanislaus, I needed to find a way to get back down to L.A., and kind of made my footing. And, you know, for me, school was like, you know, just always a tool to help me. So I got into the master program over at Cal State Northridge. And in that program, I learned about, you know, different things such as TV sync placements. And I started pitching my music to a supervisor over at Lifetime, kept pitching my music. And then just randomly, in 2015, a movie came out called Double Daddy on Lifetime, and I was on there. They used my song, and they used it pretty prominently in the movie. It had a pivotal scene. So from that moment is when, once you get one, they always say, once you get one in the door, then you start getting multiple. And from there, I hooked up with a producing team back in 2016, late 2016, 2017, and we started making songs for a bunch of these sports teams, such as you know, the Chiefs. I'm watching the Chiefs game right now. I got music with them, Houston Texans, a bunch of NFL teams, the Los Angeles Lakers, which is one of my favorite teams, a bunch of baseball teams. And then I have stuff on TV One, you know, Hulu. There's plenty of channels right now, so many that I can't even name at the moment, but my credits are long, just within the last 5 years.
That's wonderful. And then you also have a new release. It's called 909. I can hear you, but a little bit not that clear, but still it's okay. But
okay.
You also have a new release called 909. Let's talk a little bit about 909 and what that means to you.
Yeah, 909 was pivotal for me. Once I graduated from Stanislaus and I moved back down to L.A., the area that I moved in was was out in the IE in 909, to be exact. And I moved in with my little brother, and at the time he was going through a lot mentally. This is before, you know, the mental illness, I would say, awareness kind of kicked off. This is the beginning of it. And we had some problems. And basically this album is about two boys who were dealing with some trauma and how they overcame that trauma and became men. And the course in which he had to take. So that's what Anonymous is about. It's just about two young boys becoming men and being able to handle the business and make things do.
Okay, would you say those two young boys are you and your brother?
That's correct. Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, so your songs definitely come from real, true things that have expired in your life. You brought it to life with your creativity through your music.
Yes, that is true. And it's not a line, it's about growth. Yeah, even not even just lyrically and what I'm talking about, but sonically and just the way I sound and the maturity in my voice and my music. 9-11 was really that melting pot, that moment of me transforming. And my brother as well transforming, and I wanted to really display that. So there's different tracks on the album that you'll be able to hear, such as, for example, track number 3. I really talk about my brother and just, you know, what he was going through just mentally being there. And then if you take a listen to my back catalog, I have an EP called 209, and you'll be able to hear just more about what we were going through too, as well too. So I really talk about my life and just my loved ones throughout my music. So yeah,
that's wonderful. And I was at one of your CD releases, the first one for the 909, and it was really phenomenal. You're an awesome entertainer. You sure know how to hold the audience. It sounds really well. And don't take my word on it. Everybody, Randy's going to tell you later throughout the show how you could listen to his music, how you can keep track with him, how you can come out and see some performances. Also, we're going to listen to some of those songs. And I'd like to thank everyone who is listening right now, because you could have been out shopping and doing what you don't want to do, but we thank you for your support very greatly and very much. We thank you. We're going to have a time in the show where if you like, if you're not a talker, you could just say, "Hey, Randy, how you doing? Much success to you," whatever you want to say in your own words. But Randy, what first got you into music?
Growing up in the church, you know, like I said, I grew up in the church. My dad was a preacher, and, you know, I had to do something. You know, my parents weren't going to let me and my brother just sit around while they did the stuff. So, you know, I could sing. I like music a lot. And I started leading song services. And from there, man, my passion just kind of sparked. I was inspired as a young kid from Michael Jackson, from Snoop Dogg, from Lauryn Hill, from just a variety of artists, Erykah Badu. And that just kind of evolved into who I am now, especially Outkast, and just a bunch of jazz music artists. You know, I'm inspired by so much. But yeah, I got my start in, I would say, in church. You know, a lot of the artists you hear only say that, though. But it is who we are as African American people in this country. You know, religion is a big part of who we are as in our background. You know, a lot of people try to deny it, but it's very true. I guarantee that everybody has a big mama or a big daddy in their family, and for the most part, those matriarchs and patriots are very religious people, and I just happened to grow up with that, and it kind of just evolved who I am and evolved in my music to where it's at today.
Okay, I hear you talking about your background and how you grew up, and grew up in Victorville, and you grew up in the church. Tell us a little bit about your parents. What were your parents like?
My dad's from Memphis, Tennessee. My mom is from Compton, California. She's right down the street. Both parents of nine. Children of nine. Straight from the bottom. How they got it from the bottom. My dad was a military man. My mom, she went to school actually in Raleigh. So that's where I get my passion for education through my mom. At 17, you know, she was able to graduate from Compton High and then made her way up to San Jose State, in which she got her poli-sci degree. And that's where her and my dad met up. He was a military man. He was stationed in San Jose. And then eventually they got married, and he was stationed down in San Diego. My parents are just, you know, strong characters, strong personalities in my life. The funny thing is I'm currently watching the Marvel series, the superhero series, and, you know, speaking of my parents, in my eye, I feel like they were, very heroic in the sacrifices they made as people to make sure that me and my siblings had a better life. So I'm very appreciative of them.
Yeah, very well. I could tell they did a very good job with you. They should be very proud. And how many siblings are there?
I have two sisters, and I have one brother by blood, and then of course I have three brothers by not blood, and three sisters of my blood as well too. You know, I have my loved ones, but yeah, from blood, okay. two sisters and one brother.
All right, well, it was very good to hear your background and how you grew up and you create music. And one question, you kind of answered it already. I was going to ask you who inspired mm-hmm. you to make music and who keeps supporting you right now in your career? Who gives you that little extra push? And I like to say this at this one. We're going through something strong right now. Everyone is. We're all in the same storm, but we're in a different boat. How do you and who keep supporting you, and how do you keep focused to pursue the career that you're in your music career? Your music is your passion, is that correct?
Yes, my music is my passion, but I look at it as my career as well, too. From a kid, no one's really had to push me to do something that I love. You know, when I was a young kid, sports, I felt like sports was going to help me make it out of Victorville. So no one was pushing me to get it. I just had my parents who were saying, okay, if you want to do this, then you got to watch these great people. And from a young age, I was watching the greats such as Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant. I saw what they did, and I understood what they did to get to their level. So when it came to pushing, I was very motivated as a child. So no one right now motivates me to do anything I do except myself. That was instilled into me as a child, like I said, and so I push myself. I have a great team. I have a great support, supporting cast around me who help motivate and help, you know, push the ship forward. But every day I wake up, the only person that's telling me to go get it is God, and then from there I have, you know, my friends and my loved ones around me. When I teach kids or I talk to kids or I talk to young people, mm-hmm. you know, I always say that the first person that needs to say yes to the whatever project or whatever idea you have is you. Once you agree to mm-hmm. yourself that you want to do this, then you can make anything possible. And I think from that,
anything
that's how you attract
possible. People.
That's how
wonderful.
You attract the other people
said.
Around you.
That's right, the attracting of the spirits. How would you describe the music that you typically create?
For sure it's in the hip-hop genre. But just, I feel like hip-hop is becoming the overall genre, and it's many genres inside of hip-hop. But for sure it's hip-hop. It has the typical hip-hop drums and snares and stuff like that. But, my music is defined as a rapper because we need terminology, but I don't really see myself as a rapper or a singer. I see myself as just an artist in general who could do both. And my goal is to make great music. I want music to touch you. I want music to make you happy. I want music to have a feeling. So I feel like that's what I do.
What is your creative process like? Because we're going to listen to one of your songs, and I want you to tell me what your creative process is like. And then we're
going to
listen to Randy Vision Airborne.
Okay. So for my creative process, it really starts with the beat. And, you know, I like to get the melodies out sometime before I write. So what I'll do is, I'll just immediately hop on the mic and just freestyle to the beat. I just freestyle whether it comes out as words or whether it comes out as mumble. But I really try to find the initial birth of the song, and that comes from yourself. So for the most part, for me personally, I like to get what the soul is trying to say, and then once I get that out, then I'll be able to decipher it through words. So a lot of times, like I said, I'll hop on the mic and I'll just freestyle to the beat, and sometimes it just comes out as a whole song, sometimes it comes out as mumbo jumbo, but then I'll write to it no matter what, even if it comes out as words or even if it comes out as melody, I'll write to it, and then from there the song gets created, and then we just start to break it down. We go to the studio, I recut it, remix it, and just like that, yeah.
Well, great. Well, we're going to listen to Airborne. Once again, listeners,
okay.
We're listening to Randy Vision, writer, producer, recording artist. That is, this is from the new release, 909. Is that correct, Randy?
Yes, this song, Airborne, is from the new album, 909. Great song.
Here we go.
It can't be. Janet? It is. I'm really flying.
They got it.
Yeah.
Don't be a bitch.
To be honest. To be honest. To be honest, I don't care. To be honest, I don't care.
To be honest, I don't care.
To be honest, I need ice.
Ice.
To be honest, look at my drip. To be honest, I am nice. To be honest, I'm the shit. To be honest, chicken out his head. Matter of fact, y'all looking like.
I got
every time I roll the D's, I just spit, put it again. I need a plan,
I need
some bands.
You need a line.
I gave it all,
I'm
gonna rank it back in.
Stay in the car,
whip it down the boulevard.
I
don't fletch a left turn.
Turn,
down on Dodger Stadium. When them cheeks get beat, levitate up off the ground. When I cross, I pay the toll. Rolling that dice, hop on my way, hop on this ride. I don't care what they say, looking like lame. I don't care what they say, looking like lame. Yeah, I don't care what they believe. Every night I'm in the strife. I go
Air Force.
I don't like your attitude, no. Please, you're so late, that's for sure. Walk through the door, open my opportunity, snatch it and go. Much good, I'm a pro. David Banner, all of the flow. We gon' wave the Adam. Get your money right. Get your time right. When that moment come, you gon' fucking shine, yeah. You gon' star, you gon' star light bright, yeah. Nigga, nigga, lame. But I do not care. I'm on my way. Nigga, nigga, lame. But I do not care. I'm on my way. I'ma be ballin'. I'ma be winning. Lane whipping down the fletch. Let's turn, yeah.
Well, hello, Mr. Randy Vision.
That song is a hit.
That is phenomenal. I love it. Airborne. Wow. I know you say a lot in that song. I don't like your attitude. I like that one, too. I don't like your attitude. I don't care. Get your money right. Tell me a little bit about what Airborne means to you.
Yeah, man. Like I said, it's Airborne just means, you know, you finally looking into the mirror and you're saying, never again will I not take myself serious. Never again will I not take an opportunity and do the best I can. Once you get that opportunity, once, you know, we have every day we wake up, God gives an opportunity to live and breathe another day. And airborne simply just means that, you know, we take that opportunity that God gives us and we go chase whatever it is that that we have the vision for and that God put the vision in us for. Whatever it is in life, whatever you feel like, you know, your purpose in life is or whatever you feel like you want to do, That's what Airborne is for, man. It's saying that stop playing games with yourself, stop playing games with time and God, and go handle your business. And that's the best way I was able to put it.
I love it. It is well seasoned. Yes, and it starts off with a little child in the beginning of the song. Yes. Where did you get that idea from, though? The whole concept of the song.
There's a movie back in the late 80s and early 90s called Little Nemo, and it was one of my favorite movies growing up as a kid. It was a Japanese cartoon, and I just remember that scene, and like I said, this album was always about, you know what I'm saying, just a young man becoming just a young boy becoming a man, and in the scene in that movie, it was one of those moments where, you know, he realized that he can fly, and I thought it was just perfect. When I initially recorded that song, I kept hearing that extra, and I finally found it, got it, and made it happen.
Wonderful. I love it. We're going to listen to some other songs as well, but we're going to keep on going because time goes by so fast, and I got a lot to ask you. Who would you most like to collaborate with in your music career?
Right now, the first person I would love to collaborate with is Rihanna. I would like to make music with Rihanna. I would like to make music with her.
Wow.
I feel like Rihanna is someone that I can make music for. I feel like when you listen to my music and you listen to Rihanna, I feel like there's a possibility that I can write for her, or that I'm going to evolve sound off of hers. That makes sense.
That make a lot of sense. And are you making any steps? In a bit, we're going to have a time where the callers may want to ask you some questions. If they don't have a question for you, they may want to just say, hi, I'm here. I hear you. I like what you're doing. Mm-hmm. Whatever they want to say, it's in their own words. But in a minute, we're going to listen to Bravo. But what is your message, and what is the message you would like to give to your fans?
In regards to this album, or just in general, message in general?
In regards to your music career, in your song, you are a writer. You create music. And a writer writes from their heart. Is that correct?
Yes.
You sing,
so I would
put your lyrics together.
Mm-hmm. The initial, for me, I'm a Pisces. I'm a very passionate person, I can get really involved into, you know, people's life or my life. If I really love you, I can really, you know, want the best for you. So I want the best for my listeners. When they take my music, I want them to become the best who they are. So my music is very motivating. And so if you really listen to the content, it's about self-motivation. So, like, you need that coach. You need that person that's always in your ear telling you, get up. Go make it happen. Get up. Don't wait. Why are you sitting down? You know, and that's kind of like what I do in my music. I just do it in a more melodic way. I really talk about myself. A lot of times when I'm talking about why you're not getting up or why you're not doing something, I'm really talking about myself. It's really my two inner sides, you know, competing with each other and talking about what we can do to be better. And that's what I want, you know, for the everyday listener, for my listeners to be able to capture that, is that, you know, I want self-motivating through my music. Once people see me doing it, then I feel like they think it's very possible. So I've taken that ever since I was a kid. I've taken that, and I just kind of turned it and flipped the coin and made it my own. I used to think as a kid that, you know, why do people copy me, or why do people want to do or try to do something better than me? But it's really because I motivate them. The more I grew older, the more people started saying, hey, I was inspired by you doing this. Just because, you know, you did this, I want to do this. So that's what I do with my music. I motivate, self-motivation.
Encourage and motivate. Beautiful. It's the time right now because we have some other songs to listen to and some other questions to ask Randy. If anyone would like to say anything to Randy Vision right now, please do so. The show is yours.
Hi,
anyone
hello?
Have anything they'd like to say? Hello, hi.
Hi, guys.
Your name,
how are you?
Please?
My name is JT.
Well, hello, JT. How are you doing today?
JT. What's going on, guys? I'm doing good. I had a question for Randy. Randy, I just want to say I enjoy your album. My favorite song off your recent album is Flip with King Shaw. Really good music, man. It's good motivational music, so I appreciate that.
In the direction
that you're going as a young black man yourself, how do you feel about the direction, you know, far as in the state that we're in right now, you know, because of pandemic and everything? I feel like there's really not any standard set as in, you know, previous what we listen to. But I just wanted to know from you, as somebody who's, you know, definitely a force to be reckoned with going further in this game, how do you feel about the direction where we're going and where do you think we should go?
I feel like, man, it's the best time possible. I feel like there's such a Wild Wild West feeling out there. I feel like the label, just the idea of signing to a label is becoming no more. We don't gotta, you know, give up most of our masses just to make a buck. You know, now we got streaming, and it's just, I feel like just so many ways to make money as an artist or just whatever you want to do in the industry. There's so many ways to make money now as possible because we figured out how to turn this into a business. And I think once people understand that this is a business first, it's called the music business before anything. Once we figure out that, I feel like this is what 2020 has showed us, that you can't rely on nobody. You got to go do it yourself. And then you have these platforms such as, you know, Instagram, Twitter, that are all becoming, you know, they want you to represent their company. That's basically what we're seeing. So if you got a good following on Instagram but not on Twitter, it's cool to get your Twitter numbers up, but if you can focus on Instagram, you can make money off Instagram, such as like TikTok is doing. So I feel like it's becoming a place where, you know, we can have the control as artists. You know, these are things that, you know, Michael Jackson, Prince, these are things that they dreamed about. This is why they did what they did. This is why they took the deals that they did, so that one day that we as younger artists can come into this game and really dominate. And just because music is part of the black culture, you know what I'm saying? Music is black culture, no matter how you want to dress it up, from rock and roll, from jazz, you know, everything's been mined from us. So now we have the opportunity to take it back, and I feel like that's what the pandemic has shown. It's shown that you, the brand, you, the person, can make all you can do. And once everything clears up, man, and we'll be able to hit the road and go on shows, man, I feel like, you know, everybody's going to have an opportunity to rise and really show what they can do.
I just want to say, man, you know, I'm sorry about this. I just wanted to say real quick, you know, like I said before, I really do enjoy your music, man. So I'm looking forward to hearing more music from you. You know, as a consumer, right now, it seems like I guess you guys are cooking up right now, man. So even as you hear in the background, I'm a parent, man. You know, so I really support
That's
the music,
okay.
And I look forward to hearing more good music from you, man. And hopefully, when this is all done with, you know, seeing like shows and things like that. So more power to you, brother, and all the best to you.
Appreciate you, yeah, man. Yeah, I'm already working on the next. I feel like the next three projects. I feel like I've figured out my sound and I figured out what I want to say. And I've been getting emails and opportunities for once this pandemic ends or once the vaccine really comes into play for these shows to pop off. Man, I feel like shows and just the life is about to come back so great to where there's about to be money everywhere. The flow of the economy is about to rise back up tenfold. So I'm excited to see what's to come, man. I'm looking forward to performing on stage in front of people and just let out the energy that we've all been feeling for the last 12 months, you know.
Thank you so much for your time, guys. I appreciate you so
much.
And
you know what, JT? Thank you so
yes,
much. And you asked a very excellent question. I'm going to have you come back on the show because we're going to open up something else because you said a lot about
JT.
Which direction. And kiss the little baby for me. I hear the baby in the background. Let the listeners know that's JT. He did say he's
I
a
sure
parent.
Will.
Kiss the little baby for me. And
I sure
we
will.
Are really going in a direction. And right now with pursuing and if you're touring, if you're in the entertainment industry, everything's like on a pause right now. And you have to be strong. And you said being a person of color, we need to, like you're listening to this podcast, we need to support one another. so we could keep that strength and that build that unity and that bond, so we, because we can make it through. We're a strong group of people. And thank you so much for calling in. If there's anyone else who has a question that they would like to ask you, would you just like to say hello to Randy? Anyone? Okay, well, if you don't, Randy, can you please let the listeners know how they would reach you?
Yeah,
if they want to hear your music, give your social media out.
Yeah, you can find me on all platforms, streaming platforms and social media platforms at Randy Vision. It's all one word. That's RANDIVISION, Randy Vision.
Okay. And you are on YouTube, correct?
Yes, I'm on YouTube, Spotify, iTunes, Tidal, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat. You can find me everywhere, on every platform. I'm out there. Can't miss me.
Okay, and if they want to get a CD or get some of your music and take it home with them or bump it in their car, how much are the CDs?
I do have CDs available. They're $20 a pop. We've been selling pretty good, so I only have a few left. And it's only for those are, you know, with the nostalgic feeling, those who want to drive around listening to it in the car. I have those available. But, yeah, you can just find me on any platform. Mainly, the main one I definitely respond to the fastest, it'll be Twitter or Instagram. You just shoot me a DM, and then I can make it happen.
Okay, well, let's listen to Bravo. We're going to listen
to
Bravo, Randy Vision. This is his music. This is his sound. And here we go.
I know why they like me, I know why they hate me, I know why I feel like I was out here going crazy. You be too impatient, money never changed me. I considered everything for reasons why they hate me. I enjoyed the fall, now I'm at the mall. They have me zoned out on a trip and never hard. Me, I love the ball, you should play a part. I can see why you and me don't make it past the wall. In my regards, when life becomes too hard, he was swimming way too far. Have no time to be his garb. You still play me from the jump. Remember at the park when his car couldn't start? Gave him all of that bread. Then he went and did some fish up. Now he cannot function. What's his only option? Bang, bang, trigger, man. Ain't a damn thing changed. Situations end up being funny. Ain't no reason for me to be getting involved in his business deals that don't interest me or my team. Putting overdriving. What you dream, Randy Vision got the key to a peak. What you need? 80 piece chicken wings. I know why they like me, I know why they hate me, I know why I feel like I was out here going crazy. You be too impatient, money never changed me. I considered everything for reasons why they hate me. I enjoyed the fall, now I'm at the mall. They have me zoned out on a trip and never hard. Me, I love the ball, you should play a part. I can see why once again we make it past the bar.
I've been killing this shit. I got all the juice, I don't spill a drip. Yeah, I control the wave, you be stealing ships. Yeah. Master of the game, no apprenticeship. Say you got it lit, but I'm the filament. Yeah. Lying to me, saying you not feeling it. Check the Gmail, got another deal in it. Cash a check and blow it at the dealership. Say you got it popping, it ain't easy to tell. I'm looking low as hella dope, I need a digital scale. Check the numbers, they don't lie, I'm doing criminal sales. That's why they calling me the Lord, but I be giving them hell. Coming live from the underground again. I ain't really with the run around. We ain't cry over taking knees, so we had to hit him with another sound. On a new night with a new bitch telling me she wanna go another round. Do the dash to the cash. When I see the bag, then I gotta run it down.
I know why they like me, I know why they hate me, I know why I feel like I was out here going crazy. You be too impatient, money never changed me. I considered everything for reasons why they hate me. I enjoyed the fall, now I'm at the mall. Yeah, he's zoned out on a trip and never hard. Me, I love the ball. You should play a part. I can see why you want to get and make it back to
ball. Not 10 toes. You can start to feel some type of way when you reach your goals. On a FIFA shit, trying to kick it with no soul. The sneakers, watching, they watching your watch, man. You get to stay killing my high when it keep coming around with them lows. From the city of that rose, CB1 that D. But I'm on my D Rose, trying to drop out 50 on a brand new condo. I just dropped that top in a vintage 2-door. All white BMW. Feel like I got the W. While I spark up this L, while I'm up in the W. Been up and smoking feet. I don't mean to be that rude, but I look like not getting high at this altitude. Niggas, don't you see that view? Me and everyday people, but not everyday people. Me and my niggas in the building like Smokey and Debo. We smoke that bitch out, put it in the air like Ebro. I just played that game right with no.
I know why they like me. I know why they hate me. I know why I feel like I was out here going crazy. You be too impatient. Money never changed me. I considered everything for reasons why they hate me. I enjoyed the fall. Now I'm at the mall. If I'm heavy, zoned out on a trip and up a hard. Me, I love the ball. You should play your part. I can see why you and we don't make it past the bar.
Well, there it is. Bravo. Ooh, I give you bravo. I give you hands up on that. I love it. I love it. Tell me a little bit about Bravo briefly.
Bravo, once again, it's just giving myself, like you just did, just, you know, giving myself, my brother, a pat on the back for making it through the storm and being able to come to the other side and realizing that it wasn't so tough. You know, we just had to persevere. Bravo is an amazing record. I love that song.
Okay, persevere. Yep, I love it too. How many songs do you have on your new release? 909, is that the new release? Randy Vision. 909.
Album, there's 9 songs on the album.
9 songs. And how long did it take you to work the songs out together and create your music and write your songs?
Well, it takes, just to clarify, music doesn't take a long time, but I was looking for like something that's really great and marketable and something that can represent me well. So for this particular project, it took about 2 years. The first song that I ever made on this album, I remember JT brought up, was Flip. That was the first song. And I wanted to make sure that I had the quality of music to match Flip. And I feel like I did find, once I found every single one of these songs, once these came from my soul, I put the project together and I made something out of it. But yeah, it took me about 2 years, maybe 2.5, but Flip was the first record.
Okay, Flip, that's the one he liked, Flip. What track is Flip?
Flip is number 6, I believe.
Okay, number 6, Flip. I have to have you come back. Randy, where have you performed at before, and what do you have planned for in the future, performance-wise, since we're going through a pandemic?
Performance-wise, I've performed, on plenty of stages. I've opened up for Snoop Dogg in the past. I've opened up for a lot of people. When I was living up in Northern California at festivals. As of this year, I performed, I did a couple of things online. I performed at my listening party as well, too. And just like in the future, for 2021, I'm sure I've already gotten several emails, like I said, about performance opportunities. So, 2021. Once the vaccine comes into play, things kind of calm down and stuff starts opening back up. Performance-wise, is going to be unbelievable. But my current thing is really working on these music videos. We've been working on treatments and getting these in motion, because in 2021 I'll be releasing tons of music videos and performance as well too. And then by the end of 2021. Or midway through, you'll get an album as well, or another EP. So just be on the lookout for that.
You got your plan, your focus, your encourage. Everyone, thank you once again for listening. You're listening to Women in Motion on the E! Water Radio. It's still not too late to call someone. We got about 15 minutes left. Once again, thank you, thank you, thank you. Randy Vision, recording artist. New release, 909. Randy, if you would open a show for any artist, briefly, who would it be?
If I could open up for anybody right now, I would open up for Rihanna.
Rihanna, yeah, you did say earlier you like Rihanna's music. You said you opened when you've been on stage, you know, with Snoop before. You've had, once again, listeners, Randy has music. That's on Lifetime, credits from Lifetime, NFL, NBA.
I could open up for anybody, but if I could open up for anybody, but if I had just the opportunity to open up for somebody, I would like to open up for Rihanna.
Rihanna, there you go. What famous musicians do you admire?
Of course, Michael Jackson, Erykah Badu, Drake, Lil Wayne, Jay-Z, Kanye West. A lot of the greats are popping right now. I admire them all because, you know, they did something they tapped into themselves and God to be able to get them to where they at. So I admire, you know, all the musicians that are prominent, that are making and doing their thing. I'm inspired by everything, anything, not just people that we know. I'm inspired by people that are unknown, just the everyday man and woman. I'm inspired.
I love that.
I see your strengths in everybody, you know? So I want to be great
right.
for those around me. So
that's
why
wonderful.
I work hard. This is why I do what I do, so that I can
great.
Be, you know, so one day somebody can say, hey, I know Randy, or I remember when Randy was living with me, or I remember when Randy was doing such and such, and just how dedicated he was to his craft.
Right. You're positive, you're focused, you're following what you enjoy doing. This storm is not stopping you. You're still moving forward. So let's listen to I'm the Man, Randy Vision, off of his new release, 909, I'm the Man. Here we go.
Yeah.
Keep the bag.
Sometimes I feel like I've been out here grinding, every day, getting paid, that's alright, check some checks, I let it stay, let's bet on back, out in Vegas, with a baddie, going ham on the table, playing blank, don't get jealous, thank the dollar, at the telly, gang, millionaire, yeah, I took bags, I got the bags, yeah.
Roll up the gas,
fall in my trap, yeah. In this gut, I go ape it, whoa. I can tell that I go overload. That's why yesterday she swerved me off.
I'm just swerving now.
She just swerved me off.
Yeah.
I got spaz.
I got cash.
I got cash.
I got cash.
I've been way too many nights riding all alone. I've been way too many nights trying to free myself. I go hunting like a dog when I need a bone. That's why every day my mission to reach my goals. That's why I believe myself, I won't stop hustling. It's like Santa's supposed to be a champion. That's why I will pay the price, I'm a super man. That's why I will make it right, cause I'm the fucking man. Oh, Dachi,
Blue Dream,
Green Tea.
What's the difference?
Why you lying?
You ain't got it.
None like me.
Numbers on freaks. Numbers on froze. Numbers on gold.
12-hour shit, Sunday nights. In the streets, whipping every night. 101 to the 405. I'm on fire like a roller tide. I play safe, nigga, playing safe.
I'm still rolling.
Sitting man easy.
Watch you feeding.
You ain't really about it. Every day it's just another opportunity that I throw for the sin.
I've been waiting many nights riding all alone. I've been waiting many nights trying to free myself.
I go hunting like a dog when I need a bone. That's why every day my mission to reach my goals.
That's why I believe myself, I won't stop hustling.
It's like Santa's supposed to be a champion. That's why I will pay the price, I'm the f***ing man. That's why I will make it right, cause I'm the f***ing man. Oh, yeah,
on the shit,
what would I live?
I go in,
on the shit, I go in.
Mira, cabrón, con el mundo hablé de nosotros, no hace lo que me da la gana, escúcheme. Juan, porque ya no me llame. Aunque pase lo que pase, yo soy el mejor, papi. Yo soy el mejor. Yo soy el menos fuck uno en vivo, como Manuel, ¿qué me han dicho? No es nada nuevo, cabrón. Todos los días, sé, o sea, no me roque, no me roque, no. Yo todos los días me siento un ganador. I'm the fucking man, ¿ok, papá? Escúchame. I'm the fucking man, ¿ok? I'm the fucking man, ¿ok, papá?
No, I'm the man. What does I'm the man mean to you briefly?
I'm the man. It's just like I said, it's just, you know, realizing that you have the power, realizing that you had it in you all the whole time. Yeah, that's what I mean. So I'm the man.
And you're the man, the positive power, right? Getting the message out there. Randy, let me ask you something. You're inspirational. You said your music is to encourage, to inspire. You're, even though there's a storm, the storm 2020 has really been something. You could have said, you know what, I'm just going to give up on what I'm doing, but you're still moving forward. You still did your CD. You still had your CD releasing party. And before I move forward, anyone have anything else they'd like to ask Randy or just say hello? Anyone? Anyone have anything they'd like to say? Because we're going to keep moving forward. You're listening to Women in Motion on the E-Water Radio. Special guest, Randy Vision, writer, artist, and Randy, you are well-seasoned. Your music is well-seasoned. I like that song. Actually, I love all of your songs, like his mouth, but I love all of your songs. But I wanted to ask you this, because you speak a lot of positivity, doing a lot of positive things. I wanted to ask you, what is your least? Yeah, let me see. How could I rephrase this for you? I had a good one for you. Oh, wow. What is the most useless talent you've had? Or do you have one? You may not have one. Did you understand my question? What is the most
useless
talent you have? Useless.
I don't really think. Honestly, I don't classify anything that I attain as useless, because the gifts come from God, you know. So eventually you'll figure out why God had you in a certain situation or a place in life. Eventually down the road, it'll all make sense, I feel like. So as far as, like, useless, I don't think I have any. It's just maybe I haven't tapped into something to use them. I'm not sure.
I love it. Very good answer to the question, because you have faith in God and you speak of God a lot. So you know your source, you're rooted and grounded in your foundation. Very encouraging. Do you have anything you would like to share and say to our listeners?
No, I just want to, you know, just say that, you know, if you're working on anything in life, whatever it is, or you're stuck in a situation or you feel like you can't rise above, and you feel like this pandemic has taken love from us, and you don't know how you're going to do. I just say that, you know, you just tap in and just listen, just quiet, find a space where it's quiet, and just really listen to your heart, listen to what's really inside you to help you, to motivate you to look at the positive. You know, God is always with us at all times. So I don't want to get religious on people. I'm not super religious at all. I just understand where my power source comes from and who it is. And I know if you take that moment to just find peace and quiet inside, then you'll hear somebody talking. And that, to me, that's why I say that's God. You know, I feel like
right.
The person, that the entity that you should be listening to, that will help direct you, help guide and move you. So
beautiful. Yeah. I wouldn't say you're being religious, because religious could be anything. Religiously shopper, religiously like to eat sweets. I would say that you have a foundation and strong beliefs in your faith. You believe in your creator, and that's a wonderful faith to have. Being a young, upcoming artist, and briefly, you do have plans for, even though a lot of people, you said it earlier in your message in some of your songs, just because we're going through this storm and this pandemic and this COVID, you're not just sitting on your music saying, I'm just going to wait till things change. You're still pursuing in your mindset moving forward and plans for the following year, correct? 2020, for all the good things to happen, correct? Music-wise.
Yeah, that's correct. There's no time to just, you know, stop, because once you stop, man, you don't know what you're going to lose. So I feel like, you know, I've been able to gain a lot of traction this year. And, you know, no matter what, even if the pandemic hit or didn't hit, what I've accomplished so far this year and what the purpose that I set out for this year, I've done it all. So the results have came in. And, I mean, just from the reviews on alone from the album and just the streams alone from the album, I mean, I've been blessed. Like, to say that, you know, I have 40,000 plus song plays on Spotify, and that's not including the other platforms. The write-ups that I've had about the album, it's just been beautiful. So I can't complain about it. I set a goal, I wrote it down, and I accomplished it. So 2021 is about to do that times 10. You know, we're gonna take it to the next level. And like I said, these music videos are gonna be able to show my personality. They're gonna be able to show my face, just to give the listeners another side of me. Because like you said, you see me perform. I feel like a performance is a big part of who I am. So once people
awesome.
Can put the face to the voice, I feel like it's going to be a wrap.
There it is. It's a wrap. Once again, listeners, thank you so much. You're listening to Women in Motion on the E-Water Radio. You can always go to www.blogtalkradio.com/E-Water Radio. You can also email me at womeninmotion07@gmail.com. And we're going to listen to Randy Vision, Airborne. Thank you, Randy, for joining us on E-Water Radio. Don't go anyplace. We're going to take it out with this song right here. Everyone have a wonderful and a
thank you once again, Miss Peggy. I love your show. I love listening to your show. You've been a blessing. Thank you for the opportunity. I wish you nothing but success.
Thank you. I really thank and appreciate you for taking time to come out the show. I wish everybody a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Stay safe. Abide by the rules. Stay quarantined. Wear your mask. Keep praying. Do what you need to do to take care of yourself and keep listening out for Randy Vision. Go to that YouTube. Check it out on Women in Motion. Send a message. I'd like to interview you and talk to you as well. And here we go. We're going to take it out with Airborne, Randy Vision, 909.
It can't be. Janet? It is. I'm really flying.
They got it, huh?
Yeah.
Don't be a bitch.
To be honest. To be honest. To be honest, I don't care. To be honest, I don't care. To be honest, I need ice. To be honest, look at my drip. To be honest, I am nice. To be honest, I'm a shit. To be honest, shaking like this head. Matter of fact, y'all freaking like. Up off the ground. When I cross, I pay the toll. Rolling that dice. Hop on my way. Hop on this ride. I don't care when they say niggas like lame. Snatch it and go. Much different, I'm a pro. David Banner. All of the
flow. We gon' wave the Adam. Get your money right. Get your time right. When that moment come, you gon' fucking shine, yeah. You won't star, you will star light bright, yeah. Nigga, nigga lame. But I do not care. I got my way. Nigga, nigga lame. But I do not care. I got my way. I'ma be ballin'. I'ma be winning, shining. Dice rolling. Lane whipping down the Fletcher. Let's turn, yeah.